Miller's gone because the Western folks all know. He's a highfalutin' scoot shootin' son of a gun from Arizona, ragtime cowboy Jones. Go Jonesy! In his Sunday clothes, he beats it down to Elkins where he always goes. And every gal at Augusta is Joe's, cause he's a ragtime bear. But now when he starts feeling on the dance hall floor, nothing but a lunatic would start a war. Wise men know he's 44, he makes men dance for fair. He always sings raggy music to his cattle as he swings forward in the saddle on a horse,
herding a horse.
That is indicated, and it's such a funny meter to the roar of this meter. How they run,
yes, they run when they hear the bell's gun,
because the Western folks all know he's a highfalutin' scoot-a-choot, son of a gun from Arizona, ragtime cowboy Joe Bruce.
That's my favorite part. When they hear the bells gone, because the Western folks all know
he's a highfalutin' scoot-a-choot, son of a gun from Arizona, ragtime cowboy. Call about your cowboy, ragtime cowboy Joe. Yippee!
All right, Liz. And they changed the situation so everly quickly and smoothly.
Ready.
Ready, Ron?
Ready.
You get Ron Jones up here to do a song of his choosing. That's easy for me to say. I'm comfortable. I really am. And I'm used to this.
This is a tune you might hear at Cajun Week as well. But it slipped over from Louisiana into Texas, into the Texas dance halls. It's called Jolie Blonde.
Thank you.
Ron Jones, ladies and gentlemen.
And while the band fantastically and smoothly does another instrument change, we bring Roger Bello to the mic. Who is?
Did this one at the dance last night and hit a pretty good groove on it. A Western swing classic, let's go home to San Antonio. Got a care, haven't got a thing to call my own. Though I'm out of money, I'm a millionaire. I still got my home in San Antonio. Well, when you meet your neighbor with a how you all, you're welcome as the king upon his throne. Well, you can't have your mansion or your cottage small. I'll just take my home in San Antonio, all right. Traveled round this country on my merry way. Been in crowds I felt I was alone. But when I feel like bragging, I just up and say, I'm a native son of San Antonio. Oh, there's a sweet somebody down by the Alamo. Someday I'm gonna take her for my own. And then we'll build a high chair of our very own for our little home in San Antonio. Come on.
Done.
Can I say just a quick word about Ted Conner and what a pleasure it is?
I was just going to ask you if you would.
Yes.
Listening to him and playing with him and getting to know him this week, we have a mutual friend, Earl Johnson, who recommended Ted. And he really is the most knowledgeable guitarist I know. Besides playing so well, he can really impart it to other people. And it's been a pleasure having him. Give him a big hand.
We really want to thank Roger for doing that. You know, Ted and his lovely wife, Betty, and Earl and Marie, it's been so nice to hang out with them. They've ended up running all kinds of errands for us and been great friends, and I think added a real sense of decorum to the staff, which I think we were ready for. So we've really, really enjoyed having them and look forward to working with them all again in the future. Well, as part of the Cowboy Swing set, we want to do a beautiful cowgirl and cowboy song.
Yeah, you know that first song was a brother duet song.
That's right, it was. Lou and Brothers. This song we learned from the Girls of the Golden West, who were two sisters, Millie and Dolly Good. And it tells a story about some cowboys sitting around the fire, and you know, in out west, cowboys can be male or female. We use it sort of as a generic noun and also as a verb, but we'll get into more of that later. No, we do. Cowboy is a verb. But at any rate,
it's the work you do.
We got a real pretty song. We hope you like it a lot. It's called "We'll Meet at the End of the Trail."
End of the trail, for there we will find perfect rest. We'll dream of the days gone by when we were riding herd way out west. We'll dream of the ones that love you, ones who have always been true. Our hearts will be at ease as we sleep there in peace. We'll meet at the end of the trail.
Thanks a lot.
Camera.
Oh, where? we'll get back to you. Let us know when you're ready. Oh, no flash. That's right. Yeah.
Oh, I thought maybe she wanted a candid shot.
Well, she better be quick. We have one last number for you, and then we'll hopefully get out in the lobby and meet and greet those of you who especially want to buy our records. Just come right to the front, shove your way to the front. We'll gladly sign the tapes or CDs that you buy. Roger's got his. Bruce, have you got tapes? I don't remember. You should.
I'm going to cut off yours, right?
Yeah. Yeah, right. And, you know, we're all working on new tapes. But anyway, let's do a song that we do have recorded. Right, Sean?
Yeah, a lot of people recorded this one. It's a good
Including
song.
Us.
It's old-fashioned, and it's lovely.
It
so
is.
It's called Old Fashioned Love.
We sure want to thank the fine sound crew, by the way, who do a terrific job.
Thank
and
you,
the Augusta
fine sound
staff
crew.
For having us. Yeah. We know we're a lot of trouble, but you know what? We're worth it.
Yeah.
We are.
And I'd like
we're a lot of fun, too.
I hope they enjoy having us just half as much as we enjoy being had, because it's lovely. Count
Why don't
this
we
off.
Try singing?
Are we ready?
Yeah.
Got that old-fashioned love in my heart. There it will always remain. Like an ivy clinging vine, growing closer all the time. Through these years and these tears, just the same. I've got that old-fashioned faith in my heart. And nothing can tear us apart. Dry land might turn to sea, but there'll be no change in me. I've got that old-fashioned love in my heart.
Ruth Cromer.
I'll play it old-fashioned style, yeah.
Oh, mighty fine, Ruth. Roger. Roger Bellow.
Roger Bellow, Ted Connor, Jenny Snow. Is that all of them? Give them another round of applause. They did a great job. Well, coming up is your last chance to bid on the items from the silent auction. Particularly hot this year is the Elvis wine. There's a bottle of wine with Elvis's picture on it and a wonderful poem on the back by the Colonel, whoever the Colonel is. But anyway, that's one of the items, the tremola, strange musical instrument. All those items are available in the silent auction, which raises money for Augusta's special projects. And when the lights flash at the end of the intermission, which is just about upon us, the auction will close. So go ahead and check your bids, those of you who've been bidding, and check out the items, those of you who've not had a chance to look at it yet. As Liz mentioned, the store will be open. The artists, many of them will be out there, and their recordings will be available. And we have another half to go, so we'll see you in about 20 minutes. All right, so who's got the high bid on that Elvis bottle of wine? $2. I'll bet it's good, too. Maybe it's a keeper, one of those things you want to keep up on the show. Anyway, we're ready for the second half of our concert. Are you ready? All right. We have a lot of music, so I'm going to go ahead and just get the first act out here. As you might have gotten the impression, how many of you were at the Tuesday concert? Good number of you. For those of you who are not enrolled in Augusta classes and are just coming in from the community or traveling through Elkins and were lucky enough to stumble into our auditorium here this evening, these concerts are made up of instructors. These people have classes all day long. They actually get up in the morning and teach all day long and then jam all night or dance until 3 a.m. and get up and do it all over again. And we have a whole group of classes we call Blues Week, and those instructors were all featured in concert on Tuesday. All of these performers that you see here this evening are all part of the Swing Week staff. Each one of them are tremendously talented. Many of them come from different parts of the country and either have never or very seldom played with the people that you see here. So there's a lot of spontaneity, a lot of improvisation, and people are just coming together in ways that surprise even themselves. But every once in a while, it's nice to highlight some of these individual performers, and you get a chance to see what they do on their own. And that's going to happen here in just a second. This first individual is going to come out and do a couple solo numbers and then invite a few musicians out to join him. Tony Marcus comes all the way from San Francisco. This is his fourth year at Augusta. Out in San Francisco, he plays with a number of bands, most notably a great trio called Cats and Jammers. They're a wonderful group. They have some CDs available, and Tony wanted me to mention that two or three times. So, but I have heard their recordings, and they're great. But Tony's a multi-talented musician, and he also plays with the Cheap Suit Serenaders, one of my favorite groups from out in California. But he's going to treat us to a solo set. Let's make him welcome. This is Tony Marcus.
Thanks so much. Yes, I am from California, and we only have two seasons out in California. From November to March or so, it rains every now and then, and then the rest of the year it doesn't rain. So, it's always a surprise when I find myself in the middle of summer and in downpours. So I figured yesterday that I would do this song tonight, and naturally, that's why the weather cleared up today. The weather is frightening, the thunder and lightning seem to be having their way, but as far as I'm concerned, it's a lovely day. This turn in the weather will keep us together, so I can honestly say that as far as I'm concerned, it's a lovely day. And everything's okay. Isn't it a lovely day to be caught in the rain? You were going on your way, now you'll have to remain. Just as you were going, leaving me all at sea, the clouds broke. They broke, and oh, what a break for me. I can see the sun up high, though there are clouds in the storm. I can see where you and I could be cozy and warm. Let the rain pitter-patter, 'cause it really doesn't matter if the skies are gray. Long as I'm in love with you, it's a lovely day. It really doesn't matter if the skies are gray. As long as I'm in love with you, it's a lovely day. It's a lovely day. It's a lovely day.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Well, I am from the West. I'm from the far West in California, so I figure we just had the Western set, and then after this we're having the Eastern swing set, so I'm sort of the bridge in between, and figured I better do a Western number. Now, California is about as far West as we get, but it's a little different in California, all that cowboy music. This one was written by a friend of mine named John Palm. I shaved my head when I was 10. Walked a different path than other men. As the sage would say on a summer's day, water buffalo, he knows the way. I awoke at dawn. I put my robes on, pulled on my boots, strapped on my gun. Rice, a mess of beans. Sometimes I wonder what it means. Yippee-yi-yin, yippee-yi-yang, the searching for the truth. on the road to Cheyenne. I saw a butterfly on an old cacti. Was he dreaming? Snow-clad goose. White sail. Everything must go. Yippee-yi-yen. Yippee-yi-yang. A searching for the truth. On the road to Cheyenne, everybody, yippee-yi-yen, yippee-yi-yen, a searching for the truth, on the road to Cheyenne. Thanks so much. I'm gonna do one more by myself and then call out some friends. Paul Anastasio on the swing fiddle and Dave Grant on the upright bass. But first, here's an old tune from the 30s I wrote about 8 months ago. From the south, but that don't mean she's sunny. She's always got a smile, but life's not all that funny. It's hard to see her pain, still I'll bet you even money. When she's all alone, and she's always all alone, life looks like a sham to Miss Pizzazz from Birmingham. She tries to be the picture that she thinks is in his mind. Not too clinging, not too needy, not too fat, not too unkind. And if that's not enough for him, she'll blame herself and find. When she's all alone, and she's always all alone, it's all not worth a damn to Miss Pizzazz from Birmingham. I wish that she could see the way she looks to one like me, the moments that she is herself alone. Perhaps then she would know that she could grow to be what she could be and take the world on even on her own. When someday she does take wing to claim her piece of sky, perhaps she'll let me soar with her a bit and tell me why there was a time this songbird didn't know that she could fly. Back then she was alone, now when she wants to be alone, she'll have to tell me, scram, Miss Pizzazz from Birmingham.